This is single-handedly some of the worst piece of games journalism I've read in 2019. Video Game Review, The Division 2. Right? And what happened was, Matt Paprocki decided he didn't like Tucker Carlson. Because at the time, there was an interview that had resurfaced with political powerhouse Bubba the Love Sponge and Tucker Carlson. And on that shock jock radio interview 10 years ago, Tucker Carlson said a bunch of stuff. And leftist media have been cannibalizing this over and over again to continually attack Tucker Carlson. I'll be honest, did say some stuff I didn't like. Did say some stuff that makes me think, fucking hell, I can't defend that. That does sound a bit like what you're saying is white people are better. I don't know, chief. But equally as well, Vox just did a video on it where 10 years ago he's saying, hey, I'm not a man of the people. And they use that to discredit his show today where he's always talking about the elites. And they're going, see, he even hates the people. It's like, it was 10 years ago on a shock jock radio station before he was a TV anchor. Maybe his position's changed in 10 years. Oh no, only liberals get to do that. Right, okay, yeah, cool. So anyway, that was out there. And so Matt Paprocki decided to say to his editor at Variety, hey, listen, I don't want to write about, I don't want to review The Division 2, actually. I think it's a bland, insipid game. It's not my cup of tea. I'd really like to write an article, though, about why Tucker Carlson is a piece of shit, though, because of this thing. And the editor went, Matt, dude, you're a video games journalist. I need you to review this Division 2. You got to do it. So just, can you just write it, please? Yeah, but the thing is, this Tucker Carlson thing is really important. We really should be covering it. Could you just give me The Division 2? Then we'll see about the Tucker Carlson article, okay? Is that fair? I got a deadline. Please, give me the copy. And Matt went away and he said, fucking stupid editors. No one ever lets me write about the things that are important and are affecting the world. And Tucker Carlson's out there saying things 10 years ago to Bubba the Love Sponge. And he's just going to get away with it. He's just getting away with it, dropping all those red pills over on Fox News. I can't deal with it. He must be stopped. Right. Opening paragraph. Author Tom Clancy's name posthumously sits above The Division 2's title. Yet despite publisher Ubisoft's denial of political themes, Division 2 comes from the mindset of Fox News primetime star Tucker Carlson. More from him than Clancy. What? You didn't even build it up. You just went straight into it. You didn't even weave in, some themes, some ideas, and then say, and these are like what you'll find. Dude, I took a Carlson thing in the first paragraph. Not the opening two sentences, please. Like, I get it, Matt. Like, you really wanted to talk about this shit, but please. You're meant to be reviewing The Division 2 here. Like, this is a review. It says, video game review. Filed in opinion. Video game review. Review. It's there. Hi, kids. In this interview about The Division 2, I'll be telling you all about why Tucker Carlson's a piece of shit. Buckle up. It's games journalism in 2019. surely he's going to leave Tucker Carlson. I'd see what you're thinking. You go, he's just throwing that in there. Matt will grow up and leave it well alone. Okay, well, let's read on, shall we? The Division 2 does have plenty of elements aligned with typical Clancy fiction. It's fetishistic about weapons. There are small elements of political intrigue and absurdity. One side mission concerns the Declaration of Independence's rescue. The setting is Washington, D.C., and the president may or may not be dead. All right, cool. He's talking about the game now. It's fine. There'll be no more Tucker Carlson. But then comes the wave of Tucker Carlson. What? Where? It's coming from you, Matt. It's coming from you. Carlson's hyper-conservative news show treats white men as victims. Said gun laws represent class warfare on the day of a school shooting and treats Republicans positively as ferocious tigers. Carlson's rants appear to have inadvertently birthed the world of Division 2. I don't know if you noticed, the Division 2 is about the complete collapse of society and how people have to become kind of self-independent and democracy's under threat and we're trying to rebuild, you know, from a position of what would that even look like? That's kind of like the game's themes. I don't know what it's got to do with Tucker Carlson, really. It's just not there, is it? It's just not there. All right, well, he leaves it for a bit. He does leave it for a bit, right? Look, see. In Division Law, before he disappeared, the president signed an order activating a group of government-funded nationalists to legally gun down looters in hopes of restoring order. The White House is a base of operations turned from an American symbol into a weapon stronghold. Subtle. There's a new sheriff in town, spouts the dialogue. That's referencing an absurdly silent protagonist draped in camo with a sweating backpack fit for anyone who religiously watched each episode of Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. That's National Geographic, I guess. That's how the cool kids are saying it these days. An opening cinematic questions where you have your gun and notes the goal is to unite us through guns. Unite us all in guns. So many guns. It's enough to have Tucker Carlson frothing on air. Right. I don't know how I'd explain this to Matt Propecki, Matt Propeller, but the reality is that America as a society does have guns pretty high up and its access to firearms like pretty high up, and it's quite unique in that sense because the right to own a gun is kind of enshrined in this little thing called the Constitution, which is why it's kind of important because it's a constitutional right. And even though we see all these atrocities happen from time to time, there's arguments to be made. Well, should we change the Constitution and change our rights? Are those victims not a small price to pay? And the people who are tired and exhausted by constantly seeing dead children and school shootings and everything else go, something's got to change. Something's got to change. But the argument is always there. Do you move away from something that has always been a prescribed right of the people to make society supposedly better, or what do you lose in the offset? We can't know. We can't conceive of a future where maybe a civil uprising might be the only way to protect American freedom. It's a far-fetched right-wing wet dream. Could happen. Has happened in other countries. Right? So, guns, for whatever reason, they are pretty prominent in American society. So when we talk about the fall of that society, and the question is, did you own a gun? Some people don't, but you certainly have the right to. That's not doing it to appeal to Fox News viewers. It's making a very point about the bleakness of like, hey, we had it good now, and now we don't. And did you ever learn how to shoot? Because now you need to. That's what the game's saying. And that isn't a political point, by the way. That's not, do we need more gun control? You know, how many dead kids is enough? What's the NRA doing? It's none of those. It's that we live in this society now. It's like Fallout, you know? That's what they're saying. That's all they're saying. It's got nothing to do with it. Division 2 is the worst of stand your ground laws and good guy with a gun beliefs. Okay. Don't tell me why, games reviewer. Enemies wander the streets, guns outstretched, sideways as they blindly fire like Hollywood's abysmal thug stereotypes. There's no narrative context for their actions. There is, you just didn't pay attention to the story because you were jacked up on Tucker Carlson, and I bet you didn't play the first game neither. Or why all of them willingly die for their cause, or what their cause actually is. They just hate innocence. That makes them easy villains to conservative eyes. I mean, surely to any eyes. is the cartoon villain, they're just bad, you know? Everybody can see that. But, okay, conservatives hate bad guys who hate innocence, but the non-conservatives have a more nuanced take, I guess. I don't know. They're bad guys. The lot of them. And that's all anyone needs to know. The Division 2 may as well be Carlson's primetime lead. You still haven't explained to me this link. The reasoning lies in the inherent power fantasy Tucker Carlson empowers. Fuck me. Is Tucker Carlson in this game? Is there a level where, like, I get to the fucking end and it's, you have fought your way through the hordes, but now you must fight the big boss. And I don't know why he's pseudo French, maybe a Canadian. And Tucker Carlson comes out in a fucking bow tie, all limp wristed with a gun. Ha! I'm gonna send you back to the campus crazies. Does that come up? It was Carlson all along. Is that a level in this game? Because otherwise, I think you're talking about Tucker Carlson just a little bit too fucking much for a game that has nothing to do with him. The reasoning lies in the inherent power fantasy. Tucker Carlson empowers those sitting on their couch with Bud Light yelling at brown people.
I can't.
Every Fox viewer, of course, is like that. And everyone who's ever watched Tucker Carlson show is like that. Let me get my Bud Light. Stick it to those brown people, Tucker. Yeah. Like, I don't know if Matt's left his house in a long, long time. Like, I don't know. Like, where is he getting his political insight from? Like, fucking South Park? You do know it's satire, right? Like, you do know all the examples they use are deliberately exaggerated for comedic effect. Like, here I am, setting all this goddamn privilege. I'm gonna crack me a Bud Light and listen to Tucker Carlson punch down for 2 hours. Who you got for me today, Tucker? Who's crazy today? Woo! They better be brown, Tucker. They better be brown. Don't like sticking it to those white campus crazies. Get those brown campus crazies. You hear me right now? Every viewer, apparently. Every viewer on of Tucker Carlson shows. So. Should we just get to the end? Because you can be sure he mentions Tucker Carlson in the final paragraph. For Ubisoft, the Division 2 is but a checkmark to compete against names like Activision's Destiny or EA's Anthem. Not the same type of game. Ubisoft cares not for the Clancy name. Puts it on the game. Markets it as the game. And although the author's unflinching devotion to military intervention posed an issue, at least he established an identity. The Division 2 represents the hyper-blandness of Tucker Carlson, a generic white guy spouting about how everyone hates you, making things great for themselves, and finding the absolute solutions to fix it all. With guns, primarily. Now, if you know your publications, you know that Variety is pretty left-leaning in terms of its audience. Please, how do I get these comments? Do I have to click on leave a reply? These comments do restore my faith. The article doesn't. You lose it all. You go, oh God, he just pretended to review a game so he could say, Bowtie Man, bad. Oh God, get me out. Right? This review is trash and feels like it scored the game to be the one site that gets clicks from all the haters. Shaking my head. This comment's pretty outrageous. See, this is the problem with diversity and inclusion. Sometimes handicapped people end up in jobs they are not really suited to doing. I do not subscribe to this. Like becoming a bomb disposal technician when you're colorblind, or a reviewer when you're clearly not well. How do crayons taste? Maybe do a review on that. It's not very nice, is it? It's a bit ableist. I don't really sign off on that. I am a flaming Chomsky liberal. And I don't have one idea what the hell you're on about. This guy's done my entire routine down here. Matt, I want to write a hit piece on Tucker Carlson so Senpai will finally notice me. You're a games journalist, Matt. I'll show you. I'll show the whole world. The obsession with Tucker Carlson is downright bizarre. Most people do not really know or care who he is, but your outlandish description of him seems downright delusional. So there's a lot of typos in this. He is the dude with a bow tie, right? Man, this author is just batshit crazy. Gotta wear those bat shirts. This is more unhinged rant than review. I can't believe Metacritic allows games reviews like this tripe. Go back to pushing your Russian collusion conspiracy theory, you lame. Just a game developer trying to make money by giving target audience what they want. Man. Oh, it's the same dude. Man, you people, journalists, find politics in everything. The developer knows what their consumers want, and they gave it to them. That's all. What is especially funny is there is no way it was meant to be political. Not pushing right-wing agenda in any... I mean, the game is political. I don't know how to break that to you. Ubisoft can say it's not political. It's about the collapse of American society set around the White House. It's a political game. Sorry. Okay, cool. Especially, but the reason they say it isn't political is because every side's frothing and hysterical. The leftists attack it and say, it's not political enough. And what points are you trying to make? And the right people go, politics and games, you cave into the SJWs. And it's just like, it's just, no developer now says, oh yeah, we're making a political game. Yeah, we're making a political game. Like, that's that. No one's ever going to admit to that. So, this is a company trying and succeeding in making money. Get over your BS. Maybe go back to pushing your Russian collusion conspiracy. You lame. He likes that. He likes that one. This is a clear example of a review that is based on an intellectual comprehension of geopolitical issues and socio-economical factors instead of mind-numbing military shooter gamer mindset. America has an enormous problem with its glorification of firearm culture, resulting in a gun violence epidemic with mass shootings every other week. I commend the reviewer for thinking further about the implications of such a video game in our current time period instead of the standard response that, lol, it's just a game, bro. Lol, journalists, find a way. This article is the most ridiculous piece of video games journalism I have ever witnessed. If you are reviewing a product, you actually need to talk about the product. You clearly have a specific agenda, and all you are addressing is your personal politics. Holy fuck. Holy fuck. An image of a fart converted into binary, then turned into ASCII art, would be a more sufficient review of a video game than this dumpster fire. What the fuck? Tucker Carlson derangement syndrome at its finest. Enjoy your unemployment. Nice. The funny thing is that once the reviewer gets fired, he will feel like a martyr fighting the good fight. Enjoy your unemployment. Well, are people like, they get one good, like, mic drop, don't they? And they go, ah, better say that twice. Better do that bit again. So, anyway, there you have it. The single worst piece of video games journalism in 2019. It's not even close, I don't think.